myself a wife and therefore I can't come to the party, as opposed to the ones who found the field and the oxen. So it's interesting, I think, that this is talking about, it's a parable about what the kingdom of God is like. And very often it seems the kingdom of God is compared to, Jesus often compares it to a party, to, in this case, a supper, as it's translated in the version we, or a banquet in the NIV is how it's translated. But very much there seems to be food and drink, and the gathering and celebration is what the kingdom of God is considered to be like. And if you remember Jesus's very first miracle, quite odd that the first miracle we record him doing is him turning water into wine. Again, something that's getting at this idea that the kingdom of God is going to be a celebration. It's going to be a festival of joy. It will be people gathering and eating and drinking and celebrating together. And that's a wonderful picture to have. And whenever we, later today, we're celebrating Winnie Obezi Bengpong's ordination yesterday, which I was fortunate to attend, and we will be eating and celebrating together. And whenever we do that, when we do that for the senior citizens lunch here, you know, we are, I think we're mirroring something of what the kingdom of God is like. But in this passage, it says people were invited to the kingdom of God. So they said they were going to come, but then they didn't turn up. And so there's something about the kingdom of God. People will be invited, and people say then they're going to come, but then they actually don't show up. And my interpretation of, so why don't they show up? Why don't they come? Is that they haven't been humbled by the kingdom of God. They're still caught up in their own lives, in what's going on in their own life, as opposed to being humbled by the kingdom. So many of you will know, I should say, my name is Andy, and I work in a prison, so that quite often, therefore, I'm not around the parish. And it's a constant question to me as to why do people in prison, why are they so, do they encounter God so much and so powerfully? And yet I have to say, you know, amongst my neighbours, often even in my own life, in our parish, I don't see those kind of encounters of people becoming Christians, of people being excited about Jesus. I don't see that as much as I do in the prison. And one of the reasons for that is I think that people in prison have been humbled by the kingdom of God. They acknowledge they've done something wrong and they are desperate. Their identity has been stripped. There's nothing left for them to hold on to. So I want to suggest four ways that we need to be humbled in order to accept the invitation to this banquet. The first is you have to be humbled by the timing of the kingdom of God. Okay, it's not our timing, it's God's timing. So then, if you've heard that expression, it's the now, not yet. Very often when we're praying for things, when we're praying for friends to be healed, and it doesn't seem to happen when we want. When we're praying for a breakthrough in a relationship where we want forgiveness or reconciliation and it seems to be taking time. It's God's timing, not our timing. I think very often we're like that child who wakes up on their birthday, gets their kids up, or on Christmas Day, gets their parents up at 6 a.m. and says, is it here yet? Is it starting? It's God's timing, not our timing. So we have to be humbled by the timing of the kingdom of God. Secondly, we have to be humbled by the freeness of the kingdom of God. It's free. God's salvation is free. We bring nothing. We have nothing that recommends us. Whenever I say this, it overwhelms me that, you know, it's free. Jesus came for you, and all you have to do is accept his forgiveness. But it's quite difficult to do that, especially sometimes over time. You think that maybe you brought something to the deal. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe it's just because I made such a good Christian that fundamentally, you know, I had a certain qualities that Jesus saw in me and therefore saved me. Actually, no, it's free. It's a free gift. You don't bring your, you don't bring the gifts or talents you've got as a person. God may use them, but the kingdom of God is a free gift. You don't buy your way in. You don't earn it by your good works, by your good character. It's free. And the second thing that you can see happens particularly clearly in this passage, the freeness, is the commonness of the kingdom of God. I think often this is quite challenging for us today. It's for everybody. It's a real leveler. Because it's free, everybody can come. And I think that's why, if you look in society, and look in history rather, very often the most privileged, the most educated, struggle most and try and change the message of it being for everybody and of it being a leveler. And they try and add or change the message to say that the kingdom of God is about rules and about good works, is about giving, is about justice. It is about these things, but actually it's free and for everybody. And therefore, you're going to see people in the church, you're going to see people in the kingdom. It says, in the passage we read, the lame, the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And that's, that can be quite offensive when you think, I'd like to think I'm bringing something unique. I'm not the same as the in prison. I'm standing alongside people who've done, the world would say terrible offences. We stand the same before God, receiving a free gift. We're free gift of forgiveness. We are the same before Him. And actually, that knowing the commonness of the kingdom of God is important to be able to accept the invitation. And finally, the fourth thing is you have to accept the priority of the kingdom of God, the different timing. I think a lot of times people think they can become Christians, and I wonder whether this is the ones who accepted the invite. They then said, but I still want to be able to get on with my life as it was. I don't think it should interfere with my life. Well, you've entered the kingdom of God with a new king, and that will mean new priorities. A change in, maybe it, for young people, I often think it narrows the pool of people you can marry if you're a young person. Those are different priorities. It changes what you do with your money. New priorities. so in here, people were still caught up with their land they'd bought, their oxen. Jesus might say different things about what your priorities should be. So you want to experience the full joy of being part of God's kingdom, of seeing His kingdom come here. To do that, you've got to be humbled by the kingdom of God. The same for all believers. You've got to be humbled by the timing, by the freeness, by the commonness, and by the priority of the kingdom of God. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.